This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the 28th of July, 2017. Well, the first story this week is the Australian housing affordability is the worst in 130 years. And this is pretty much a worldwide thing. Housing is back to where I think we were in 2007 before the big crisis of 2008. It was predicated primarily on subprime mortgages, as most people know. Without reading the whole article, first home buyers face the highest price to income and deposit to income ratios, the lowest savings rates, runaway dwelling prices, weak wage growth, and a political establishment hell-bent on ensuring land prices keep rising no matter the wider cost to the economy. Couldn't have said it better myself. These are all paradigms in this constant growth concept, and my perspective is nothing grows to the moon. We have reached a limit in a lot of areas on the planet, and the housing market is a great example of what's really going on. Okay, and the second article is from The Daily Reckoning, Byron King, who is basically the geologist for Jim Rickards, for those that don't know that. The article is, "The dollar slow demise continues in plain sight." Quote, "The end of the world's present monetary system is already taking place," end quote, says one of Mexico's leading hard money economists, Hugo Salinas Price. Let me pause there and say that I've known Hugo and admired him for well over a decade, and certainly I've spent time with him one-on-one and usually with his entourage. I actually did an interview with him for the Silver Summit years ago. But moving on, what this article talks about is how Russia and China continue to have a different kind of collusion than was talked about in the mainstream press, which means they are taking on more and more gold reserves all the time. And the dollar itself is really used about 60% of international trade and not used as much as most people think. So moving on to the end of this article, the final flailing of a failing empire. For those that recall, and it's on our website for free, themorganreport.com, is the end of the Age of Empire, known as the fourhorsemanfilm.com. You can see it for free on YouTube. Basically, what Byron ends up with in the West, and certainly in the U.S., there's a tendency to dismiss this kind of pro-gold and anti-dollar thinking commentary. In fact, it is a stretch for most people to imagine any world in which the dollar is not king. Well, wake up, shake up, and let's examine reality. China certainly has taken over a great deal of the manufacturing base of the entire world, and this can be proven very easily. And even in the foodstuffs, America is not as domineering as it used to be. So something to bear in mind, that the major trend this week is that the perspective is we are seeing a growth-only cycle that cannot be maintained, and we're seeing a lot of the financial clout going from west to east. And the next article is about food. This comes from Bloomberg, and the headline is, "Corn could be a major victim of climate change." Right now, this article talks about researchers saying the possibility of drought hitting multiple corn-growing regions hard in the same year is a very real situation. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. I wanted to make the comment and give you the perspective that there is going to be more and more pressure on food prices around the world, not only due to population increase, but primarily due to the fact that there has been a depletion in, one, the topsoil on a global basis. And secondly, there's been a lot of disruption in the food chain this year. I've talked about it in the past on these weekly perspectives. One has been in the cattle industry. Some have been in the wheat industry. And according to this article, it's the U.S. top feed grain, which is corn, a dietary staple for cows, pigs, and chickens. So you add corn into the mix that we've already talked about in the past, and we really do have something where people that are alive, awake, and aware should really consider by moving into some probably food storage, or at least planning ahead that the food prices are going to increase imminently. And the next article I'm looking at is addressing energy, which I try to do every week. This has to do with an article on oilprice.com, the electric car industry faces a looming supply shortage. The article talks about the electrical vehicles that are becoming more and more popular all the time. And the main fuel source, of course, is electricity. But basically, this article is about the lithium. lithium ion battery and how much demand there will be and how much lithium exists. And if you read the whole article, it talks about the inability possibly for lithium and cobalt to keep up with the projected demand that will be required for electric vehicles. So something to bear in mind, the Earth can only produce so much so fast based on the demand. And of course, ramping up the supply could be costly. And that's what the basis of this whole article is. I will add my perspective that going all electric really is not a solution. There's a lot of oil involved whenever you take any mineral out of the ground. There's also a lot of oil involved when you make a solar panel and anything else that's quote unquote green energy. So if you look at the total equation, there's a lot more oil that is involved in these clean ideas than most people actually stop to consider. And finishing up with the precious metals like I do every week, CNBC did an interview this week asking the question, is now the time to get it back into gold? The answer is you really shouldn't ever be out of a gold position in today's economic environment. We all know that, or people at least follow my work. That's my perspective. 10% is probably enough for most people. And as far as where we're going over gold and silver over the next weeks, months, and years, much, much higher, months, basically higher. And lastly, nothing has changed from my perspective. We did an update for Morgan Report members this week while I'm traveling in North Carolina. And basically, we're still, in my view, in a consolidation pattern that will probably last for a few more weeks. We have broken out above certain key levels, but not in a significant way. So go ahead and join us next week. And don't forget that you can find us on our podcast, which just type in The Morgan Report Podcast. You can find it either for iTunes or Android. Also, we always enjoy receiving new memberships at themorganreport.com. And for those that just want the free podcast, just join us at the website and put in an email and your first name, and we will give you the newest report, which is the silver price forecast for 2017. I'll see you next week.
This is The Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.